Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox opened the 2011 season this afternoon in Texas with ace John Lester on the mound. New acquisitions Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez in the lineup, and expectations of a World Series trip on the minds of many fans. How do the new-look Red Sox stack up? To find out, we're joined this morning by our baseball analyst Glenn Stout. His latest book, Fenway 1912, The Birth of a Ballpark, A Championship Season, and Fenway's Remarkable First Year, will be published in October. Today, though, we'll talk about Red Sox 2011. Glenn, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
This afternoon's game with the Rangers, 4:05 p.m. for those interested, is the moment a lot of fans have been salivating over since the Red Sox signed Carl Crawford and traded for Adrian Gonzalez over the winter. Will those two make the Red Sox lineup the most powerful in the American League? A lot of people say so. What do you say?
Well, they could and they should. But I think that depends probably less on what Crawford and Gonzalez do and more on what some other people around them do. I mean, the Red Sox are depending on people like Dustin Pedroia and Kevin Youkilis to come back from injuries. They're counting on David Ortiz to remain productive or at least somewhat productive this year. If that happens and you add Gonzalez and Crawford to those people, then you're really talking about something. But if, you know, Pedroia, Youkilis, and Ortiz don't come through with what they expect, then I think the impact of Gonzalez and Crawford might be a little bit muted.
You know, let me ask about Big Poppy. David Ortiz has been atrocious in the month of April the last few seasons. How important is a strong start for him in terms of his play and his place in the organization?
Well, I think it's very, very important. I think if he doesn't heat up fast, since this is the last year of his contract, I would expect to see other people start to get at bats, and then by midseason, perhaps a deal being made to find a full-time replacement at DH.
All right, let's ask about pitching. We talked about John Lester as the opening day starter today, but fourth in the rotation is the one-time ace of the staff, Josh Beckett. Well, what's he have to do to prove himself after a dismal 2010 last year?
Well, he just has to pitch better. I mean, last year he was historically bad, one of the worst starting pitchers in Red Sox history. I think we know what we're going to get with Lester and with Buchholz, but the key to success of the pitching staff for the Red Sox is Josh Beckett and is John Lackey. And if they don't get back on track this year, it sort of doesn't matter what Lester and Buchholz do if Beckett and Lackey are dragging them down.
The bullpen, will Jonathan Papelbon be the team's closer all season long, do you think, or might he face a pretty quick hook if he struggles, as he did for a chunk of last year?
I think he's in the same situation as Ortiz. Since he's in the last year of his contract, if he doesn't perform up to standards and they have people like Bobby Jenks, who they acquired in the offseason, and Daniel Bard behind him, I would not be surprised to see the Red Sox make a change. They don't have to be patient with him, just as they don't have to be patient with Ortiz. And let's face it, the Red Sox and the Yankees are the two teams in baseball who have the resources that if something doesn't work out by midseason, they can completely retool.
Do you sense that Red Sox management is not going to be patient this year? Do you think there's a real desire to get it cranked up and take it this year, take the World Series?
Yeah, you don't add people like Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez to finish second or third. If some other pieces, you know, don't come together, they'll go out and get those pieces. And I think anything less than first would be a failure.
They did finish third last season. How do they match up in the division this year?
Well, they match up pretty good if everybody comes back and does what they're supposed to. The tough thing is that this is going to be a very tough division. Even though the Yankees have some pitching questions, they're still a very good team. Even though Tampa Bay lost a lot of people, including Carl Crawford, they have terrific pitching and they're still a very, very talented club. Each team plays each other 18 times in that division, and it's going to be really hard for a single team to get a whole lot of separation between themselves and the other two.
Are the Red Sox the best team in the American League?
I think they're a team that's constructed and positioned to do very, very well in the postseason. That being said, you have to get there first. And the big struggle this year might be just getting to the postseason rather than performing in the postseason once you do get in there.
You know, I almost hate to mention it because of the jinx, the Sports Illustrated jinx, but SI picks the Sox to win the World Series. Do you buy the Red Sox as a World Series favorite?
I think they might be a prohibitive favorite right now. You know, I'd like to see the Red Sox and the Giants play each other, have a nice reprise of the 1912 World Series. That would work for me.
Well, Glenn Stout, let's hope we return to the past.
That's what I'd like to see.
Glenn Stout's new book, Fenway 1912, Birth of a Ballpark, A Championship Season, and Fenway's Remarkable First Year, will be published in October. Glenn Stout, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.